talk radio for people who never thought they'd listen to talk radio. It's Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.
Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Jerry Lewis doing his thing for MDA on a little plastic flexi disc that was released back in the 60s, I'm guessing. Here's the guy whose collection that came from, Michael Cumella, who's got a whole bunch of these classic pieces of old plastic. They used to come on a square in a cereal box or a direct mailing or with any kind of other product, 60s, 70s, and he says right up until the late 80s they were still making these things. I'm guessing that was a fundraiser for Jerry Lewis and the MDA?
Yes, it looks like that's what it was. That's pretty much, again, one that's the only information I have on it. And I think it was a kind of giveaway thing. And I think it's rather rare because I've actually had someone from MDA contact me and ask me for it. And I told them, listen, I'm just going to reside here for a while. At any point, I'm going to get rid of it. I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're the people that should have it, it sounds like.
I got to tell you, that, you know, we hear a little popping and scratching on there, which is not unusual with a recording from 35 years ago or mm-hmm. whenever it was.
Yeah.
But considering that, these are in remarkable condition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I had these, I would have thrown them in a closet 35 years ago, and they would have collected dust and gotten all scratched up. How have you preserved these?
Well, it's all according to how I find them. If they're in good condition, of course I can preserve them, but it depends on how they were preserved by whoever had them before me. I think these were really meant to be throwaway items, listened to a bit, and then tossed at some point, so they weren't made for longevity. And the surface material is very soft, so if they did rub together with other materials, they would pretty much mar easily. What's also amazing is on some of these, they were sent through the mail just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing on the back to protect them. The one side would have the record and the message, and the back side would have the address.
Yes.
So they would go right through the mail like that.
the groove's not protected in any way.
No, not protected at all. And like you say, some have held up remarkably well, and some are pretty trashy, just according to how I find them.
Now,
I try to, when I play them, I have to use a particularly heavy stylus weight to get them to play sometimes because they'll buckle a little bit.
I remember having to put a penny or a nickel on top of the needle in order to get a lot of these to play.
That's it. Penny, nickel. I use a rubber band sometimes to put a little pressure on them to keep them jumping. It's a challenge to get them to play sometimes. And then what I actually have to do is digitally edit them sometimes because I can't get them to play straight through. So I'll edit them together.
And are they valuable?
Well, like any collectible, some are valuable, some are not. You hit on a good point before. Most standard record collectors don't consider these to have any value. And in a certain way, that works to my advantage because I'll see a record dealer who has thousands of records and a few of these, and there's no set price guide for them, so it makes it easier for me to acquire things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really in the business of buying and selling them. It's just a hobby of mine. Of course, I will buy and sell to keep my hobby going, but there are a certain circle of collectors of these. Many of these I'll pick up for a dollar or two, virtually nothing. I have people actually giving them to me from my website. But there are certain ones that I see when I cruise some of the online auctions that people are selling and buying for several hundred dollars. So there is a certain market, I think, emerging for these things. It being recognized as something.
So if somebody has one of these that they find in their attic or their basement or stuck behind a board game somewhere in their kid's room, there might actually be some value to it?
Yes, there is. They can contact me. That's one of my most frequent questions I get is, how much is this record worth?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give people an assessment. But like a lot of collectibles, it's as much as you can get for it.
Right.
And there's not a lot of people interested in buying this stuff. So you may have something worth a few hundred dollars, but who's going to buy it for that much?
Do you know if there is any one of these flexi plastic records that is the most valuable that collectors everywhere, if they could only get their hands on a copy of it, they would love to have it?
Well, I think the first one you played, the Beatles Flexi Discs at Christmas time. They produced every year up until, I think, 1968. And they're highly valued by record collectors and Beatles collectors, and they're worth a couple hundred dollars each in good condition with the original sleeve, well-preserved.
Okay. Now, while we're talking about the Beatles, let's go back to that same era. We have something here from the Beach Boys. Before I play it, tell me a little bit about how the Beach Boys came to do a Barbie commercial on plastic disc.
Well, this was done in the dark days of Brian Wilson's recovery, let's call it, 1987, where it's credit to the Beach Boys, but it's really Brian Wilson doing it with Dr. Eugene Landy, much talked about figure in Brian's recovery, listed as the executive producer. And somehow Mattel asked Brian Wilson to do this, and this record is a very small record. It's about 4 inches across, and it was included inside your California Dream Barbie. it was put right inside there, and it's really thin plastic. This one's tough to play sometimes if you have a slippery felt-covered or cloth-covered turntable. You need to tape it down or something. And that's pretty much the story of it.
And before I play it, Dr. Eugene Landy is a psychiatrist, counselor, psychologist, social worker, I guess, who kind of became Brian Wilson's mentor during those years when his brain went a little unstable. Is that a safe assessment of the situation?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about what his role was, but he pretty much shielded him from the rest of the world and took control of everything in Brian's life at a certain point.
So then you have to ask yourself, was doing this a good move for Brian Wilson? Here is it's credited to Dr. Eugene Landy and Brian Wilson. Sounds like a Beach Boys record, but it was a commercial inserted with your California Dream Barbie.
Hey, Barbie, Barbie, oh, Barbie, you're my California dream. Oh, Barbie, Barbie, hey, Barbie, you are yummy like ice cream. The same old feeling that gets a hug to me.
Now, Michael, that's got to be a rare piece of audio right there.
It's actually not that rare in that form. They made a lot of these dolls. The record exists a lot. But, again, a lot of record people, Beach Boy fans, don't know it exists because of the way it was distributed. So, and what I find fun about these is that, yes, here's this little flexible record. Here's a record produced obviously very well for this product. And this is the only way you can hear it. It's not available on CD. It was never available on an LP record.
And it was never returned into a TV commercial or a radio commercial? It was only on this disc?
I don't know for sure, but I don't think it was. I would think it probably wouldn't have been, but I don't know that for sure.
I want to listen to it again because the vocal on it sounds a little bit to me like Mike Love in his more recent years. And you said this was 80-something?
87.
Let me hear it again, Kevin.
Hey, Barbie, Barbie, oh, Barbie, you're my California dream.
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, Barbie, Barbie,
maybe.
Hey, Barbie, you are yummy like ice cream.
That might have been the Beach Boys, that same era they were doing Kokomo as a hit song. That might have been them, not just Brian Wilson.
It could be. You could be right.
Now, I want to play one more piece of audio before we run here. You've got stuff on there, commercials with Victoria Principal, and another one for Remington Shavers, and you got Dick Clark promoting some American Bandstand deal and others. Cue up cut 6 on there, Kevin, if you would. Here's one of the more famous British actors of the 50s, 60s, 70s, a many-married man by the name of Richard Burton, ironically caught on plastic record doing this.
A married man, how wonderful to be a married man. For now I know life's purpose and its plan. Since time began,
Now, what was he singing "A Married Man" for?
I don't know. Who was he married to in 1965?
I don't think he was still with Liz, even maybe the second time around. I don't know their chronology.
It's a little ironic that he's singing that song, but that was actually included in a magazine called Show in March of 1965. A little pull-out thing inside the magazine. I have yet to see the magazine, but that's how that was distributed.
You know what's funny is because I'm wearing headphones in the studio and I've got it cranked up so that I can hear everything very well here, I can actually hear the record going around because there's a warp sound on that one in particular.
Well, some of them, they didn't put the hole exactly in the center.
Yeah.
So it's got a kind of an eccentric groove as it goes around, and it sounds really silly.
This was a lot of fun, Michael. Thank you very much.
Okay, Paul.
For people who want to see more and hear more, you've got a lot of real audio samples on your website, which is how we were able to download them here, so you wouldn't have to mail them off to us. Go to my website, harrisonline.com, and there is a link directly to Michael Cumella's, what do you call it, the Virtue Museum of what?
I call it the Virtue Museum of Flexi, Cardboard, and Oddity Records.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool for anybody who's grown up in the last 40 years in America.
And there's no admission.
No admission whatsoever. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, Paul.
Michael Cumella, the Flexi Record King here on the Paul Harris Show. This is the Big 550 KTRS. A quick break, and I'll be right back.